Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, we'll be discussing the going-ons in Albert Square between the 20th to the 23rd of January 2025. How are you all? We hope you're well. Joining me today is the fabulous Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hello. How are you this week? Are you all right?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, I'm slightly disturbed this morning,
disturbed.
I must say.
Always thought that you were a bit disturbed, Ree, but go on. What in particular has disturbed you this week?
Well, this morning, my daughter said to me, Mummy, somebody, she's nearly three, she's two, right. Just over two and a half. Mummy, somebody chopped me up, they chopped you up, and then we turned into Amira and Mummy. That's my daughter's name.
Wow.
And I said, right, somebody's chopped us up. Yeah. So then I delved a little deeper and I said, Amira, who was it who chopped us up? And she said, I was a lady and I chopped you up, Mummy.
Your daughter's insane. I'd get her to some sort of child therapist. What's she on about? It sounds like she had a dream. It sounds like she had a dream.
I'm wondering, yeah, it must have been. But then I said, what did you use to do the chopping? And she said, scrubs.
Scrubs? I mean, all I can say is, what the hell is going on in Bluey these days? Because that's all she watches. So what is going on in Bluey that's developed these insane psychedelic dreams that she's now started having? What's going on here?
Honestly, I'm just like, unless
she is getting hold of your iPad in the middle of the night and is like watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre without you knowing. Like, what is actually going on?
No, she's really not. But then when she said scrubs, and I'm like,
scrubs.
She like surgical scrubs.
Maybe.
Was she a surgeon?
But in which case, how the hell did she know the word for scrubs?
This is what I mean. I don't know. Now do you understand why I'm slightly disturbed this morning?
I tell you what, all I can say is that I'm glad we live quite far apart, because you essentially live with the devil child at this stage. I'm coming slowly.
She's
convinced,
not. Rob makes her out to be so much worse than she is.
I'm not being funny. I don't make you out to be anything. And then you tell a story that she's dreamt about chopping you up. How have I made her out to be anything?
It wasn't even a dream. She just said it like a fact.
Said
she
it like just said
it was
like,
a dream.
Yeah, said it like it's a bit windy outside today. I'm chopping you up, mummy, with scrubs.
She actually did tell me whilst looking out of the window and saying it's windy. Yeah. I'm not even joking.
Aside from Ree's perfectly normal child, it's been a busy old week at EastEnders this week. Much to discuss. We had a storyline announcement, which we'll be discussing a bit later on in the podcast, which I've got to be honest, the Phil stuff, I thought we knew that's where it was going, but they officially announced it this week.
We didn't really know, though.
Yeah, speculation can turn itself into fact sometimes, can't it? And we just assume that that's what we knew. But it's been officially confirmed this week. We'll talk later on about where the Phil storyline is going. The Cindy mystery, my head's a mess now with where this is all going. So we'll talk about that.
Yes.
And the verdict is in for Sonia. We will talk about that as well. So much to discuss, Ree.
In this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Right, let's talk about where we're up to with the whodunit. Quite a lot of developments and sort of theories and questions and what the hell is that character doing this week, I thought.
Yes.
Starting off with Ian, who has just been... Who's turned sinister, and it's all gone very, very odd. For a start off, I'm now not convinced that Peter did the brick. That seems... like he didn't now, because he made the sense. He even said, Lauren was in there, she could have been hurt. And I was just like, well, yeah, actually, and you wouldn't do that because you'd be worried about hurting Lauren, who's pregnant with your baby.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is very
that
true.
Make,
we didn't think of that last
sense.
Week, did we?
No, we didn't. We were like, Peter, obviously Peter. No, that theory doesn't make any sense now whatsoever. So obviously, because they've had a brick chucked through the window, Reese tells Cindy, "Yeah, you need to leave." Probably, I know we're not supposed to be on Reese's side for a lot of stuff at the moment, but I kind of understood that. I was like, "No, that's fully fair. That's fully fair." Yeah. You've got possible gangsters throwing bricks through your window. Can you leave my house, please? I don't think that's unreasonable.
Wait, so hang on. Do you not think it could have been Ian who threw it then?
Well, this is it. I do now. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm sort of like, why? Like, what is his plan here? Because I got from this week that the inclination is that Ian has got more plans for Cindy in some sort of twisted revenge thing. But I don't think that he attacked her.
I think he's doing a bit of no, I don't think he attacked her, but I think he's trying to use it to his advantage of allowing her to be vulnerable around him. And
she's
stuff.
Terrified.
Almost a bit like how Sharon entrapped Ian when they were married and were poisoning him and all that. Is that it going to be one of those situations?
Yeah. Well, that was all brought up this week, funnily enough. You know, the fact that Ian was talking about how he was attacked. So I do wonder if he's sort of taking from his own experience how he felt in that situation and is now thinking, well, Cindy must be feeling exactly the same. So I now know how to take advantage of the situation. Now that's one of two things. He's either taking advantage of a situation so he can extract his own sort of twisted revenge on her for what she's done, or he's using that to keep her close so that she'll stay with him, which is so Ian, because he has to manipulate the situation in order to keep this woman that he's still clearly desperately in love with to stay with him. And it's the only way that she's going to stay.
Oh, so you think he wants her back?
I kind of do. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me with Ian. It kind of
wouldn't
surprise
me
at all.
I think it is more that he's seeking revenge, though. I think
maybe a bit of both.
Could be a bit of both. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he faked having chest pains and stuff just to get in the house.
Just to get in the house.
So
yeah.
He's going to start doing that a bit more. Maybe letting her think that he's vulnerable as well, and that they need each other. Kind of
vulnerable together.
Maybe, I wonder.
You with your murderer and your migraine, and me with my dodgy chest. Together, we can rule the world. You know, that's the sort of logic he's going to go for. It's all very odd.
Definitely.
And he was acting like plain sinister this week, wasn't he? Like, locked her in the house as he was leaving.
Yeah, I didn't get that. And then she just opened the front door anyway, so why did he do that?
That's very true. That didn't work, did it, Ian? Didn't think of that one through. No one ever uses that front door, it's fine. Silly, honestly.
Yeah, I know. Though it was quite symbolic in locking that door, though, because it's always unlocked, isn't it? That back door.
Well, yeah, literally, when Cindy first walked in to see Kathy for the first time, she was like, "Oh, just like Pauline, always leaving the door open." So that kind of was quite, like you said, quite symbolic that that door's actually getting locked for a change. Because I begin to wonder sometimes whether they even bother locking that door at night, because you know.
And they never lock the they never really check that the door's locked to the barrel store, do they?
No, that's Mickey never locked.
You'd think
it's
in East
locked.
London there'd be a bit more, you know, security conscious.
Well, not even
not.
East London. You'd think in Walford there'd be more security conscious.
Yeah, very true. But hey.
Honestly. So there's that.
Yes,
meanwhile, George and Elaine discover the shovel in the barrel store, still covered in blood and blonde hair and bits of Cindy's brain matter splattered all over it. And it's like, they instantly kind of thought, right, well, that means it's clearly one of us that did it, which makes sense.
Yes.
So they interrogate both Anna and Gina. Now, Anna said, right, yes, well, I was wanting a drink, so I went into the barrel store. The shovel was covered up and hidden. So I thought that it must be one of us, so I hid it. So what she's claiming is that she found it hidden and then hid it again somewhere different.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
That doesn't make sense now. But at the same time, the way that she was following Gina at the end of the week in a suspicious manner makes me wonder whether she is
Gina all along.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, because I've thought throughout the whole of this so far that Anna is at the very least sort of involved in it somehow.
But maybe it is still Anna, but she was just following Gina because she thinks Gina's lying about something. Because why wouldn't Gina just say which friend she was with?
Yeah.
Maybe that is odd in itself to Anna. So she's like,
yeah.
Or maybe she thinks if Gina's not telling me which friend she was with, is it because she saw me do it and she don't want to say? So she's acting like she would. You know what I mean? There are other theories that
there's
could
stuff
mean
going
that
on.
It's still Anna as
well. Yeah. Well, it turns out that this friend, it turns out that this friend that she's gone to see was Harry.
Yeah.
Now, I got the impression, to be honest with you, that they've just slept together or something.
Oh, no, see, right. I've got it all figured out, Rob. I could be totally
God.
wrong.
Here we go. Reese on a risk.
She's gone
go on then. A
to, she's
theory
gone
is
to
coming.
Harry. She went to Harry's barn. We know that Nicola is involved in drug dealing because she had that meeting with Ravi. So
Yes.
I reckon Harry's just dealt her some cocaine or whatever
Okay.
drug of choice she wanted that night. Then Freddie's bumped into her because don't forget she had that conversation with Freddie as well about nobody knows what happened. So she's gone to Harry, got some drugs. She's either took him and had a bad turn or she was in a bad way and they both tried to stop her, something like that. Or Freddie stopped her, found her in a bad way. I think that's what's happened with
Okay.
Gina.
I have
But when
also
this, go
kind of
on.
thought, is it possible that Freddie and Gina have slept together?
Well, there is that as well, but I don't.
Because Freddie was acting weird the other week. So I was
That's what
kind
I
of like,
mean
has
when he
something
was
gone on
saying
there?
stuff.
Because he's been trying to sort of get a bit closer to Anna, and she's sort of been like, no, I'm not ready. I don't want to do that. Not yet. So has he just like had,
Gone, all right, I'll go for your sister then.
red blooded male approach and gone, well, she'll do instead then? Which seems uncharacteristic for Freddie, I have to say.
I
But
think it is.
something weird's going. Something was
I
going on with
think,
Freddie.
or perhaps Freddie found, maybe
Found
it
out
was
about
that
the
she was
drugs.
trying to get with Harry whilst she was on the drugs or something and he stopped it, something like that. I don't know. I think it'd be more likely that Freddie's tried to help Gina than he's tried to sleep with her personally, but
Freddie,
could be.
yeah. I mean, I don't particularly get the impression that Harry's the sort of bloke who would be but that bothered if she was
No.
based to be like, oh, yeah, I'll sleep with you. That's fine, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, does it put Gina in the frame for it? I don't know.
Well, it depends if Gina says, "Yeah, I was on drugs," but maybe she'll do a Lauren. I can't remember anything. I don't know.
It would make
Possibly.
more sense for her to be blacking out than it would do Lauren. But then you're not going to have two separate people saying, oh, I blacked out, can't remember a thing.
No. It'd make more sense for Gina to turn aggressive whilst on the drugs than Lauren as well, because I would
Especially
assume that
Coke.
she's gone for something coke. I
Yeah,
don't know.
yeah.
Was it coke that she
I
was
think it was
on?
her thing, but then I got the impression that when she last had to go to the hospital for it, I got the impression that she'd just take anything that was going, to
Just
be honest with you.
anything, right? Whether she
Yeah.
can get. I know that. Oh no, it was so. Wasn't it crystal? Am I making that
I think
up?
she
Was it crystal
accidentally took
meth or
I think
something?
she accidentally took crystal meth, if what I remember.
Right.
Because we
Okay.
I remember us saying, like, you can get hold of literally any drug in Walford. Like, people just
Yeah,
remember knocking
yeah.
off at crystal meth at one point. It was insane. It was just like, what? It's amazing that these people are still alive for the drugs to get offered to them on a day-to-day basis. Meanwhile, I thought maybe Elaine was acting a little bit. I don't think it's Elaine, but I thought she was acting a little bit weird. But then I think this is the vibe they're doing at the moment. They're making everybody act weird.
100%. They're making everybody act a little odd so that we question every single person and can see why the characters are all questioning each other. The only person they don't seem
It's
to be
Kojo.
questioning is Kojo. So it's
Who?
obviously still Kojo. Come on,
I
let's
think
be real.
so. It's clearly Kojo, I would have thought, at this point, because they're putting the spotlight on literally everybody. I quite
Spotlight.
enjoy. Yes. I
Sorry,
quite. What?
No?
What about Spotlight?
I've noticed a little thing, and I could be
Oh,
wrong. I'm
right.
just riffing, Rob.
Okay. Go on.
But we had the light
Yeah, the
flickering with
light.
Linda's what if, well, the
Yes.
Linda what if, and then the light in the cellar.
Yes.
And now I'm wondering, is there something wrong with the electricals in the Queen Vic? Is there going to
Right.
be maybe some kind of
Of boom for, because of the
fire?
electricals, it's possible. That would be some foreplanning if they've been building up to that ever since Linda's What If episode, wouldn't it? That'd be
Yeah,
good.
I wouldn't be surprised though in this era if they had.
No, I know. I mean, I quite enjoyed George wanting to take the shovel away and hiding it, and then wrapping it up, and then Anna saw him wandering away with a shovel-sized, shaped thing, and was just like, "Well, that's the shovel. Why has he got the shovel?" It was as if it wasn't going to be anything else. Oh, I don't know. People are acting weird. I mean, yes, Kojo is still my number one suspect, purely because they're not addressing him whatsoever. He's not on the suspect list. And yet, clearly, he is a suspect because he lives in the Vic. B, he's got history with Cindy. Cindy and him have had problems together. And I can't get out of my head when he turned around to George and went, no, I'll make it up to you. I'll
I'll
make
make
it
it
up
up
to
to
you.
you.
Yeah. I mean,
Also, when you think about it, when Gina, Anna, and Elaine found that bloodied shirt of George's,
oh,
they all
yeah.
wanted to get rid of it. So if one of those three had genuinely been the person to hit Cindy on the head with the shovel, why would they just keep it in the cellar
Yeah.
as evidence? Like,
Yeah.
literally the biggest piece of evidence if they were so worried about a shirt. Do you know what I mean? So to me, it must be, there's got to be somebody like Kirj, unless obviously, like we say, the barrel store wasn't locked, which I think that they did say. And then it could be
Yeah.
that anyone dumped it there. But otherwise, like I say, if it was one of those three and they
To
were so
frame
worried about the
somebody.
shirt, then
Yeah, because the theory
yeah,
there then is
possibly
if it
throwing
isn't
someone, yeah.
if in the I've got to say extremely unlikely event that it isn't anybody who lives in the Vic at this point, that means that it would be someone who was trying to frame somebody who lived in the
Yeah.
Vic, right?
Yeah. In
And
which
who would do
case, I mean,
that?
that's quite some junior.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah,
Junior, yeah.
Junior is a reasonable suspect for it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look at it from alternative perspectives because I'm I've been, I
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating US Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I've been so convinced from day one that it's Kojo. I'm trying to look at other
I know, play
ideas and
devil's
other alternatives.
advocate, you
Yeah,
know,
because we
to
might be wrong.
yourself.
We might be wrong. You know, it's there is a sort of because the thing is with Kojo, the lashing out thing that we've seen him do in the past, I assume was maybe a hint of what could be to come. However, what I would also argue against Kojo being the attacker is that picking up a shovel and whacking Cindy over the head with it is extremely premeditated. And we've seen
Yeah.
Kojo lashing out before, but never, but that's just been
Yeah.
very in the moment rather than him
When
seeing
he's felt
something.
like overwhelmed or
Yeah,
something. Yeah.
rather
Rather
than
than just
him.
thinking, I know, I'll go and pick that shovel up
Yeah.
and.
Because if you think about it,
Yeah.
it's quite a brutal thing to do to somebody, like whacking them
Which is
over the
what
head
Anna
with a
said as
shovel.
well this week,
Yeah. Which
which made me
again.
question whether she'd done it, to be calling it a brutal act. If you'd done it, would you be saying? Then again, she could be to make
She could
herself look
be.
innocent.
She is so sweet and innocent, is Anna. That's the thing. And that's what sort of. But she has been acting very weird
Yeah.
since this all kicked off, hasn't she? Like everybody's also always looking at Gina because she's the slightly more feisty one out of the two of them. But I cannot get out of my head that. And remember, Anna was washing her hands like crazy. Like, why was she doing
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I am still on it with Kojo did it and Anna
Anna's
helped
seen
him.
something. I agree. I
I can't get
totally
out
think
of
it's
that
that.
yet. Nothing has happened in order to alter my mindset of that, but I think what they're doing now is sort of sowing seeds everywhere so that there's reasonable doubt with each character,
Yeah,
you know?
definitely.
But
And
we are still
still,
on the same path at the moment,
it
yeah?
could turn out that it's none of the nine, it's not Kojo, and it's actually just Jackie Ford's crew. There's still
Well,
that.
this is genuinely a possibility because I was wondering this week when they were talking about the Jackie Ford thing. I remember Cindy rang up the woman that she'd have
Mary.
looking at Mary. She rang up Mary and then turned around to Ian and said, "No, they've had no intelligence about Jackie Ford throwing bricks." I was like, "What are you talking about? They've had no." It's not like a terrorist group who admits responsibility when they chuck a brick
Yeah.
through someone's window. Do you know what I mean? Like,
And
that's
what
not how
are
it
they still? They're
works.
still keeping really close eyes on Jackie Ford's group, even though Jackie Ford's passed away. Like,
And most of
surely
the
they're
family are
using
dead.
their valuable resources on something
Yeah,
else by now.
yeah.
So how would they necessarily have intel on it?
But I did wonder if there's a possibility that they are pushing this out to be a certain type of story. But what we will discover is actually it's a much, much bigger story when the reveal actually comes and it's got nothing to do with any of the suspects. And they're actually pulling the carpet out from all of us and it's going to be a massive, big revenge thing against Cindy and the Fords. That's a
Do
possibility.
you know what I'm anticipating, and I'm probably really wrong, but I'm half of me is anticipating that we're going to see like a flashback to Christmas Day
Yeah,
and
I think
see what
so, yeah.
each person was doing. And I think every single person is going to have actually seen Cindy laying on the floor and not called for help.
So you reckon it's going to be like Murder on the Orient Express, where they're all slightly involved in some way? Spoiler alert, if you've not read Murder on the Orient
I've
Express.
not read it either,
No,
so
sorry.
yeah, but sounds like it. But yeah, in like maybe they've all walked past or seen it at some point. Like maybe Gina walked past and she were on drugs, so Freddie went, right, just leave this right now because you can't ring because you're on drugs. Ushered her in. That's why they're keeping quiet,
Well, bearing in
etc.
mind, there's still a few little elements of that we don't know about. We don't know who took the locket yet, and that wasn't Lauren who turned her
Yes, that's
over.
true,
So a
yeah.
separate person then took the locket. So in some regard,
Yeah.
there's a theory that says that they all had, for want of a better phrase, a bit of a fiddle with her at some point before George and
Yeah.
before George found her. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. So maybe Ian did take the locket. So then again, Ian
I've got to say, I
saw
am
her on the
leaning towards
floor,
that. I am leaning towards
didn't
that.
didn't call an ambulance, and maybe George was the only one out of these nine suspects who saw her and called for an ambulance straight away.
Interesting that Ian was trying to very much think that to make Cindy think that George did it this week.
Yeah, I didn't really understand why he was.
Well, I do understand it.
He's trying to make her suspect everyone else but him, so that she needs him.
Well,
kind of thing.
Not even that. I think that what he was doing there, if we're right in the fact that he's trying to actually just keep her close for whichever reason, whether it be for revenge, love, or both. His main competitor in any of those things is George. So I would assume that what he was actually doing there was trying to put the seeds of doubt into Cindy's mind about George. Because actually, I do wonder if Cindy was forced to make a choice of who did it between Ian and George, I kind of feel that she would say Ian before George.
I agree with that, definitely, yeah.
So...
Mm. But do you know someone else who's not really been in the frame for it, who is one of the suspects? Cathy.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't understand what.
Yeah, but we've seen her having, like, what did Mer say to her something in the Minute Mart? And Cathy, laid into her and
what? Yeah, too right.
What did she say? What did she say?
I will knock your teeth down your throat till they're found chattering in your guts.
That's it. There you
and
go.
Then she was laughing and drinking with her the next day. Two faced.
Oh, was she? Okay, fair. But still, I feel like they're trying to show that, it could have been Cathy, because they've not really shown much of her since. And she's a suspect.
She is a suspect, but she's so far down the bottom of my list, I have to say. I don't think. Cathy, I think, was just there because she's Cathy, and everyone knows how much she hates Cindy. So, I mean, if it turns out to be Cathy, I will eat a very large hat.
She's been busy, hasn't she, Cathy? Whodunit suspects.
Two Christmases in a row.
Two Christmases.
Busy lady.
Very busy.
So there we are then. I mean, let us know in the comment section where your head's at with all this at the moment. I have seen a few people agreeing with us about the Kojo thing, and it seems odd. But I mean, maybe they will address Kojo at some point, but it seems like they're keeping him very much away from the action. Just sort of keep our thoughts and minds off him, and sort of having all the other characters step forward and... do weird things to make the audience accuse them. But at the moment, I have to say, it just seems really clear to me that it's Kojo. But I live to be surprised. And I kind of hope I'm wrong, to be honest, because I wouldn't like to have instantly... Because I've literally, for the moment that it happened, I'm like, it's Kojo.
Yeah,
so I'd quite like to be wrong and surprised by the fact that it isn't Kojo. So I hope
it could
wrong.
Be a big twist, because I wasn't expecting the Bianca Reese Sonia thing, that twist this week. So... maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised.
We may be. We'll get onto that later. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. So, on to Ruby now. So, a chauvinistic counsellor... Well, actually, you know, sweetheart. Like, wow. Wanted to reach through the screen and throttle this man. Never seen him before. Where does anybody get off? Like, walk it... Like, what has... happened in that man's life that makes him think that he can just walk into a room and be like that? I'm amazed by the psychological makeup of someone like that. I really am.
Well, he's in power, isn't he? So he thinks he's untouchable.
What does that say about politicians, my dear?
Yes. A person of his time as well, it would seem.
He's not even that old, though. Probably only about 20
years
old.
Yeah, we've all met
us.
People like that guy, honestly.
All the market traders are in the community centre because they're worried about what's going to happen at Turpin Road, obviously. So this guy arrives, Mr. Barker. Now, Martin is obviously distracted with Sonia's trial. He was supposed to be the spokesperson for the market. He can't do it. So Ruby steps forward and says, "Don't you worry. I've got this. I'm an expert."
PR, mate.
Soz. Nothing to me. Let me at it.
Wrote it.
Yeah.
Invented it.
Completed it, mate. Completed it. So... she kind of tried. I thought she was doing all right until Barker realizes who she actually is. Oh, you're Johnny Allen's daughter, and it turns out that Johnny Allen gave this guy a load of shit at school because that's
his
of course
dad.
He did. Of course he did because it's Johnny.
Gave
Allen.
His dad.
Oh, gave his dad loads of shit at school. That's right. Because of course he did because he's Johnny Allen. And clearly the apples don't fall far from the tree, which makes me wonder, what was your dad like then, Sunshine?
Well, I don't know. Do you know what really bugged me about this in the community centre that could have just resolved everyone's issues straight away, bearing in mind it's 2025?
Is it?
Why didn't somebody just get the phone out and
record
the interaction?
Cancel it.
And then he would have been sacked and that's it. Everything would have been...
Would he though, Ray, is the question. Would he though? Because
I
it,
think
you'd have some people on his side going, free speech, mate, free speech, free speech, free speech. He's allowed to say what he
no,
likes.
not with the way that he was being. He wasn't being very
Oh no.
professional
Oh no,
with
he
the
wouldn't want to
like
do that on
personal
camera, but
attack on her, on knowing who she was kind of thing. No, I think I know what you're saying. Oh, he might have still got away with it, but there'd have
Don't be
been enough
surprised.
controversy that they might have said, well, we've got to make an example of you because otherwise,
Yes. Well, Ruby's got a much better idea than that because, of
Of course.
course, she has. Ruby decides to catfish him. And what she does, she creates a false identity, created by AI images, by the way. All right, EastEnders,
Scary.
getting with the times. All right there.
Yeah,
Ooh. Basically deep fakes him. And
yeah.
really easily,
Kellyanne.
yes, Kellyanne. And Kellyanne is an 18-year-old student. This is
Yeah.
weird. This is Kellyanne is a, I think, a law student, did she say, or something? And
Something.
basically,
Chemistry, I think.
yeah, that was it, chemistry. And basically, talking of chemistry, they had an amazing chemistry together, Kellyanne and Mr.
Hey.
Parker, because within about 5 minutes, I imagine Ruby sat there with a glass of wine, cackling away as Barker is sending her a plethora of indecent images
Yes, it would seem.
of his anchor tattoo on his bum,
Bum.
on his on his Barker, shall we say, on his little
Yeah.
Barker, on his little
Yes,
Barker. And
yes.
Ruby's like, well, your little Barker is nowhere near as bad as your bite, sunshine. So she meets up with him and says, well, I've got these pictures of you now, so do you want to sort out the market, because otherwise I'm going to ruin your life with these pictures. There was a really weird line from Barker where he turned around and was just like, well, your best bet would have been to pretend that you were underage, which I was like, would you still have sent the pictures then? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think,
I got what
well,
he meant,
no,
but
I
it was the
think,
implication. You know
yeah.
what I
I
mean? I
know what
got
you're
what he meant,
saying.
but it was
No, because
like,
he was just trying to say, well, it's legal, sir, and what?
completely. Yeah, I did
But
get what
who knows, he may still have if they'd have
you.
said they were 17, even though
Yeah.
that wouldn't that technically be classed as legal here anyway, because
17. No.
yeah,
Well, actually,
16
yeah,
is the legal
16.
age, isn't
16.
it, for
Yeah,
sex?
16. Yeah, so
So
actually, I don't know if there was something. I've got a feeling there's something about
something for 16 to 18 year
images. Yeah,
olds.
I think there's something about images between 16
Ah,
and 18 year olds,
okay.
I think. I don't know. Fortunately, I'm not experienced in these sorts of things. So,
Fortunately, we don't really need to know this
fortunately,
kind of
I don't need to
information,
know these sorts of
do
things. Nobody ever sends me images, so I wouldn't know.
we?
I send them out left, right, and center. I never get
I
any
know you
back, you
do,
know.
Rob. I've
Yes. Sorry,
nearly blocked you
I
before.
didn't mean to send you that picture. I
It's all
told
right.
you. You promised you wouldn't bring this up on the podcast. So
Yeah.
she's planning on just blackmailing him, and this all seems fine. She tells Martin. Martin goes absolutely ape at her. And I was like, what's wrong? Why did Martin go so mad at her about this?
I was like this.
I
I were
thought he was a bit
like,
out of order, to be honest.
I thought Ruby's a right little genius. Look at her.
Yeah.
She's got him. But I understood Martin's thinking of, you've done something
Kind of.
underhand. He's kind of, I think Martin's thinking, I wanted to do it on merit rather than blackmail. But
But
also,
that
yeah,
wasn't going
come
to
on,
work, was
Martin,
it?
chill
Wasn't going to
out. Oh, and he
work.
got all high and mighty because,
Didn't
well,
he?
you sexploited him. Like, oh, be right, Martin. I'm not, the thing is, right? Maybe Martin's seeing it like that because he's not seen Councillor
Yeah.
Barker. So he's not seen all these
Yes.
little comments and stuff.
He's not seen
Otherwise,
the
he
anchor
might have
tattoo.
agreed, right? But if he maybe if he'd have seen how he was talking to Ruby, like that little interaction they had in the shop, Martin might be a bit more like, yeah, get him, Ruby. But because he's
Yeah.
not seen all that, for all Martin knows, oh, everyone had a run-in with him at that meeting. But other than that, he doesn't know anything about him. So he's probably like, well, it's a bit underhand, isn't it? You didn't need to, do all that.
Yeah, but then
Even
he,
still, though, does Martin
yeah.
not think, oh, what a perv, like sending pictures to an 18-year-old?
Right? Yeah, surely. Like, if he's gonna do that, use that to your advantage. Like, two Randy swore then. Two right. But then he goes proper in on her, and it's like, oh, you've never changed. You're underhand. I was like, proper, like destroying her. I was sort of like, all right, Martin, chill out. So Ruby then storms out.
I do kind of get it though, but also, right, you could see Stacey doing something like this, really, like what
Yeah.
Ruby's done, and I don't think he would go off at Ruby like
There
it,
are a
go off at
number of
Stacey
people
like
like on
that.
that square that I could see
Yeah.
doing this. You know, it's not like it's a exclusively Ruby type thing to do. Like, loads of people would do that. Priya would do that. Nicola would do that. You know, like you say, Stacey would probably do that. Elaine would do that quite happily. Nah.
Gina would,
Gina
I reckon.
Would do it. Yeah, quite happily.
Maybe even Anna, to be fair. If
Who knows? If it turns out that she whacked her mother around the head, then too right she would.
We might get some comments, though, of people telling us that our morals are completely, you know.
Yeah, and I wouldn't argue with you.
Actually, Martin's completely right. It's completely underhanded to do.
Hey, I wouldn't argue with you. Our morals are through the floor, let me tell you. Hey, what do I know? Right, so, I mean, yeah, let's know in the comment section. Whose side are you on with this, Ruby or Martin? I've got to say, we're kind of Team Ruby on this, but... Maybe we're not supposed to be. Maybe we're not. Bearing in mind, like you say, what a pig this man was. Absolutely right. Do what
this
you like.
This is why.
Yeah.
If it had just been like... That it were a bit like, oh, sorry, no, my hands are tied. And then she did it.
Oh, then she did it. Yeah, that would have been.
Although, still though, when it's 19-year-old, I would just still.
Still though, still do it. Yeah, two rights anyway to get what you want these days. How many people in your employment have done this to you, Rob?
Shh, Rob, don't mention that on air.
Yeah. Oh, there we are. Right, ladies and gents, let's now move on to Nigel and Phil. So, let's talk about Nigel and Phil now. Big announcement was made about where this Phil storyline is going. We'll discuss that in just a second. He's continuing to sort of isolate himself from the rest of the Mitchells, away from everybody. It turns out it was his birthday. He didn't acknowledge it whatsoever. Can we just talk about Nigel's card that he got him? That was adorable.
He's so sweet, isn't he, Nigel? He's just so sweet. Such a nice man.
It's so heartbreaking where that's all going. I don't see how this is going to help Phil's depression whatsoever, by the way, when this comes out. I mean, yeah, like we've said, it'll go down the path of it's giving Phil a purpose, but realistically, it's sort of like,
well,
I don't see how that makes
I'm not
any
sure,
better.
Actually, after this news, if it is.
I don't see how this makes him any better. Callum, fresh back from visiting Ben. Oi, what was this, by the way? Callum said he had an overnight visit with Ben, and then the implication was that they'd got their leg over. Is that a thing? Is that allowed? You have to go see a prisoner and have sex with them.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
In America, they can. I watched an American TV show.
Really?
And they did it on there. And I was like, what? And then, I can't remember what it's called now. But it's classed as, and I don't know.
That's crazy.
Sexual release overnight. I don't know. It's something like that.
That's crazy that you
can do that. Yeah, it's fully a thing. Yeah, I saw watching Power, if anyone likes that TV series, it was one of the spin-offs, and she did it with her partner who were in prison, and I was like, what?
Well, so I could, theoretically, just start writing to an American prisoner and then go and visit them overnight in prison.
I don't know if you need to be married or something, though. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Hope so.
Yeah, surely. Yeah, otherwise they'd all be on, like, Tinder on the phones in prison, wouldn't they?
Yeah. That's crazy that you can do that. Absolutely mental.
Maybe that's why there's a lot of people get like married to their American pen pal prisoners. Maybe that is why or something.
Maybe.
Hey, if you're from America, which a few of you are, let us know.
I bet Ben was delighted when it turned out he was going to America. It was like, oh, well, that's all right. Then at least that's not getting cut off. Fine.
Yeah.
Wow. Who knew? So anyway, Callum basically tries to arrange this birthday do for Phil in the Vic. A few are gathered. Nigel arrives and says, look, he's not interested. Let's talk about briefly that moment, which Steve McFadden absolutely knocked out of the park. It was amazing. When they were talking about what he wanted to do, Nigel turned around to him and said, oh, Phil's... Callum's doing this do for you. He went, no, started to cry, then pulled himself together. It's just like he's knocking this out of the park. He's so good at it.
He's just acting with his eyes so much, isn't he? And we know exactly what it is.
It's such a subtle performance that he's giving. It's absolutely phenomenal. So, spoiler siren, if you haven't heard the news, but I feel like I feel like we already knew where this was going. But like you say, maybe it was just speculation that we just took as fact. But it has been confirmed that this story is heading towards an attempted suicide attempt for Phil. And also there's going to be elements of psychosis mixed in there as well, in which he will possibly hallucinate as well.
Yes.
Now, this is something I don't know a huge amount about in terms of the psychosis element to it.
I do.
You do.
I've had a family member who was depressed and went into psychosis. And I'll tell you something, I never understood psychosis until I was living with it and was like, wow, it's a real thing. But I'd be kind of interested to see if they did it. So it was an el it's it was my nan who had this, and you wouldn't even know really that it was that. So I'd be quite interested because Phil's doing this so subtly at the minute, like with the eyes and stuff. Like with my nan, she was saying things that you could kind of think were real almost, but actually
Like
real
talking
afterwards.
to people that weren't there, you mean?
Yeah,
Right.
like delusions. They were delusions, not like full blown, like I'm in this wild hallucination of life. Like she kept saying things like she'd seen the tax man and signed things away, and then we were just like, that wouldn't have happened. Why would you've got nothing to sign to the tax man kind of thing. So I'm hoping that they kind of do it with Phil like this, where it might be one of those where people don't realize at first what's.
No, they
And
won't
he's, he
realize
could
it.
even be saying things that you would think had happened. Like, I don't know, with Nigel being there, he might start saying things that Nigel's done that he hasn't done. Oh, and then if Nigel's got dementia on
Well,
top, it's going to be quite complicated, really, couldn't
this is what I
it?
was about to say. Like,
Yeah.
combining the two stories, that's just the potential for this to go into all sorts of directions. Obviously, when we hear about hallucinations, that sort of makes us just purely from a very shallow perspective. Say, you kind of think, oh my God, who are we going to see? Who are we going to see? Ronnie, Roxy, who are we going to see? Who are we going to see? So that, but obviously that's
Oh,
not
I've
the
not even
point.
considered that actually.
Like, who's he going to see is my
Oh.
question. Obviously that's not the point of the story. It might give us a nice little few bonuses as we go towards the anniversary, but that's not the supposed to be the main focus of the story. I mean, safe to say that Steve McFadden is going to absolutely break hearts with this story. I can't, as much as you can say you are looking forward to something with a storyline like this, I am sat for Steve McFadden's performance during this. I cannot wait. It's going to be
Yes,
incredible.
there's a lot of confidence that they're going to do this story well
Oh,
because of how
like,
well Steve McFadden's already doing it, and
yeah.
I feel like they will do it quite sensitively because they
Yeah, I
already
think so.
are.
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, it'd be, and it's good to raise awareness of this because I think
Yeah.
often, like I had no idea until I lived and experienced it how it can be. So I hope they do raise awareness because there might be people who learn something from it, hopefully.
Yeah.
Fingers
I mean,
crossed.
I've said this from the start when it was first sort of suggested that there was some sort of loneliness thing heading towards Phil, that this was such a genius story to give Phil Mitchell, because this is actually a side of him we've never ever seen before. So it's so clever to give it to somebody, the last person on the entire square. In fact, I would say arguably the last person in soap who would actually come forward to somebody and talk about what they're going through. Like, he is
The
the very last
feelings.
person. Yeah, like, having conversation about feelings is not Phil's forte, you know what I mean?
No.
So it's a fascinating insight that we've never had in this character that's been around for so many years. It's just, it's such a clever way of, it's such a clever person to give the storyline to. I absolutely love it. So rooted in character, because if you look at Phil's history, frankly, it's amazing this hasn't happened before. Because he's lost a lot of the time through, his own actions, which I'm assuming is something that they're going to address at some point.
Guilt,
Because, yeah,
maybe.
there's got to be guilt in Phil as well. Like, there must be, in some degrees, he's going to be absolutely ridden with guilt for a lot of the things that have gone on in his life. And I would assume that in this kind of mindset, that's the sort of perspective that you're going to be looking back on quite a lot and sort of sifting up all sorts of horrible memories and blaming himself for them. So it's going to be really, really interesting to sort of see where they go with this. I can't wait.
So, another spoiler, Nino, obviously, we know that Grant's coming back. Do you think it's
Yes.
because of this that Grant's
I
coming
would
back
have
then?
thought so. I
Yeah.
would have thought so. I mean, unless Grant's return is pure hallucination. But I don't think so. I think it'll be, I
No,
know it
no.
won't be. But I think it'll, I think, yeah, it's, but again, mixed in with the Nigel stuff as well. Grant and Nigel know each other as well as Phil and
Yeah,
Nigel
Phil
do.
and
So,
Nigel.
oh, it's going to be so mad seeing Nigel, Grant, and Phil together on screen in 2025, isn't it?
Yeah, but
Mad.
I'm still confused because like we've seen Nigel again, like he forgot Phil's order in the cafe, and that was something quite. So he said something like, "Oh, did you order lasagna?" And he said, "No, the cottage
Yeah.
pie."
It's the little
So
things at this point with Nigel, isn't it?
I'm wondering if like Yolande's going to start seeing stuff, and maybe she's going to be someone who has to end up getting involved because she's the only person who knows about
this is the
Nigel's
thing.
dementia at the minute.
Yeah, I feel like Yolandi, it's very kind of pointed that Yolandi is the only person that really knows what's going on with
Yeah.
Nigel at the moment. Nigel, unfortunately, is going to continue to sort of deteriorate from this point onwards. So I think that if he doesn't tell Phil what's going on, and to be perfectly honest with you, I can totally understand why Nigel wouldn't say anything at the moment,
No,
because he's looking at
same,
Phil
yeah.
saying the last thing you need is this. So, in fact, to be honest with you, I can see Nigel almost kind of criticizing himself, like, it's so selfish for me to be staying here knowing what I know about myself while Phil is in this, while Phil is going through this. It's that's a very Nigel way of looking at it, I think. So Yolandi, I think, will step in at some
Yeah,
point, and
I think she's going to have to at some
yeah,
point.
I do. Yeah,
Poor Nigel and Phil.
it's we are in for a heartbreaking few months with this whole thing, this whole collective group. It's going to be absolutely gripping though. I can't wait to sort of see where this storyline takes us in terms of performance, in terms of writing. It's going to be done pitch perfectly, is my prediction. Cannot wait. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the final storyline of the week. The verdict is in. Okay, on to what was arguably, I think, the biggest storyline of the week, and this was the Reese, Sonia trial and Bianca. This went crazy this week. The
Yeah.
stress of the trial results in Sonia passing out in court, and she goes to the hospital and she decides that yes, she doesn't want to give birth to her baby in prison, but what she also doesn't want to do is damage the baby because of all the stress of the trial. So she decides to change her plea to guilty in order possibly to reduce her sentence and also to kind of stop the trial stressing her
Yeah.
out any further.
She also was adamant that the jury were already going to find her guilty, so she thought, why not reduce my sentence as well? I think, and like you say, not have the trial to actually, be
Yeah, I
stressing her
mean,
out.
she's, to be fair, she's probably right. I think she was screwed at that point, wasn't she?
Yeah,
Yes.
definitely. It wasn't looking good for her.
It wasn't. So enter Bianca, who saves the day somewhat, by just saying to Reese, right, well, the only way that we're going to get out of this is if you record a confession from me, I will say that I killed Debbie. That will clear Sonia's name. She will be released, and then I will be released. Yeah. Is that what's going to happen?
Deal, deal, deal,
Deal.
deal
And
or no
Reese,
deal, deal,
yeah. And Reese is like, yeah, that's a great
Well, he
idea.
ponders on it, doesn't he? At first, he's like, that'll never work.
Yes.
And then he gets desperate when he
Well, yeah,
hears
because he's
that
got no
Sonya's
other
going to plead
options.
guilty.
Yeah, he's got no other options whatsoever. So Bianca records herself confessing to Debbie's murder with like little facts that only the killer would know. Now, this is actually, I don't think Reese has really thought about what a risky move this is, because for a start off, maybe he does because he has deleted the video so that nobody can see it. Because obviously, Bianca's recorded this in the lockup, which is surrounded by stuff that Reese possesses, including that dollhouse.
Doll's house, yeah, that's it. Yeah, so all it's going to take is
Someone to see the
Sonia
video.
or Debbie's mum, I think, will see it because she knew that it got left in the will
She
to
made a big thing
say,
about the doll's house at one point, didn't she?
Why's the doll's house? She'll know that doll's house as well.
Yeah,
So
instantly.
yeah, that's all it's going to be. That was not accidentally in the background of the
Of
shot,
course it
was it?
wasn't. Of
Let's be
course it
real.
wasn't. I don't think Bianca thought that far ahead with it, to be honest with you.
No,
I'm not.
Bianca didn't.
No,
And
I don't
Bianca,
credit.
actually, she does know about the doll's house, though, Bianca, because she overheard that conversation. But I don't think she thought, oh,
I
I'll
don't
make
think she,
sure we get it in
no,
the
I
background.
don't think she
No.
thought that far ahead, to be perfectly honest with
You
you. Maybe
never
we're
know, though.
being unfair to Bianca, but I wouldn't credit her with that much forward thinking,
She's
for
not got
once.
that much else to think about while she's
That's
in there,
true.
except how to
Well,
escape.
she
So
has been watching quiz shows, so maybe that's raised her IQ ever so slightly. You never know.
you never know,
You
honestly.
never know. So, just as the jury are about to come to a decision, Reese bursts into the courtroom and presents this video that Bianca has recorded, and then basically the jury watch it, decisions are made, and Sonia, go on.
Yes. Well, the jury watch it. He's meant to give it to the CPS and then
What?
he corners a juror.
I was a bit confused because we kept like focusing on this woman in the jury, and I was sort of like, we don't know
Yes.
her, do we? We don't
Yeah,
know her.
I kept
We
thinking
don't.
that. Because I was like, oh, I quite like her outfit, actually. Wait, hang on. Why am I looking at her outfit? Who's she? Why are
Who is
we?
this woman? Yeah, we kind of kept focusing. I'm not sure what it was about her that made Reese zone in on her, to be honest, perfectly honest with you. I was a bit confused as to where that all was going or what it was about.
I think she kept looking quite empathetically at Sonia, so he thought, out of all of the
Oh,
jury
okay.
people, you might be the one who's the best target, I guess,
Yeah. All
to
right.
show this illegally show this footage to. Because
Well.
Technically, yes, it was evidence, but they had to continue that case for Sonia. That wasn't necessarily evidence. Well, it was technically, but I don't know the legalities of it, but the jury shouldn't have seen that footage until the CPS had reviewed it, should they? So
No.
then he obviously
Yeah.
gave her that footage in the hopes that, so she must have shown it to the rest of the jury,
I
right?
presume so, yeah. Must have done even well, the jury must have seen it in order to come to a unanimous conclusion that
Yeah.
Sonia was not guilty. And I've got to be honest, I didn't think that that was going to be the verdict. I thought Sonia was going to
No.
prison. I really did.
I did, but then last week we were speculating and saying surely she's going to be released in time for the anniversary because she's
Yeah,
meant to be giving
because
birth
she's
around the
Son. Yeah,
anniversary.
because she's Sonia. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't. So anyway, she Sonia's released and all is well,
Yes.
apparently. Reese has just sort of become really weird with Sonia now. He's like being really protective of her, not really letting anybody else talk to her.
Controlling.
He is getting a bit controlling now, and he's deleted all evidence of this video that Bianca's done. He goes to see Bianca and then says, "Well, I can't let you go." And this is the insane thing with all of this. It's like, what are you planning to do with Bianca? Like, where are you
He's
going
not
with
thought
this?
that he hasn't thought that far ahead though. In the moment, he's just being very impulsive. So,
Yeah.
right, we'll film your confession. I'll let you go. I'll
Yeah.
say that to you if it means that
Yeah.
you film this confession. What have we got to lose at this stage? And then obviously he's thought on it and thought, there's no way Bianca's just going to go on the run. She's obviously going to go to the police and tell them everything.
See, weirdly, I actually did believe Bianca when she said that she wouldn't go to the police. Because I think that once that confession's been filmed and is out there, I feel like she's going to have difficulty getting out of that because she's literally
Nah.
recorded a confession.
She would 100% go straight to the police
I
because
don't
she's
know if
going to
she
want to
would.
keep. She is because she's going to want to protect Sonia, knowing that
Of course she
Sonia's living
is.
with Reese
Oh, yeah,
after
I know.
everything he's
I
capable
understand
of.
that. But that's what I mean.
Nah, she'd.
I don't believe she would have gone straight to the police. I think she would have gone straight to Sonia, but I don't think she would have gone straight to the police.
No, I think she would have gone
Because
straight
she'd
to
have
the
been
police
arrested
and
instantly.
Reese
No, because
knows
she would have
it.
been arrested instantly.
She'd take that risk if it means, fine, I'll do the formalities, but it won't be hard for her to prove that she's been locked up in there. If he
No.
sees her probably all over the walls.
Oh,
Sorry.
yeah.
There'll
Yeah.
be enough evidence in there that she's been living in squalor
In
for,
squalor,
however long it's been, months.
eating pot noodles for
There's
6 months
even
or
the
however long
video,
it's
like
been.
we said, the video itself with, the doll's house in background, there's going to be enough evidence. So
But that's what I mean.
I
I
know
don't
what you
think she.
mean, though. If
I
I
think she
was
would have gone
Reese,
to.
I would have believed her.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. Oh, I wouldn't have. I know why she. I
Oh.
no. I wouldn't have believed Bianca for a second. But at that moment when she was talking about it, I don't think that she would have gone straight to police. I think she would have gone straight to Sonia and done it that way. Because even Sonia was like, "Well, I need to see Bianca. I need to see A. What if she does? If she did do this, why did she let me rot in prison for so many months when she knew I was pregnant?" So Sonia, I don't think is going to let this go.
No, Sonia's not. Like I said to you, I can totally envisage that Sonia's going to follow Reese or something, or even Kat, because Kat seems very suspicious of Reese, I've
Yeah,
noticed now.
yeah, yeah.
Somebody, but I think it'd be good if it was Sonia and then she's somehow. They're going to escape and then she's going to give birth, or maybe it will be Kat and she'll set Bianca free. Then they'll go to the square to warn Sonia and then she's going to give birth and
It's
I
all
don't
going
know,
to be
something
chaos.
like
It's all going to be
this.
madness, isn't it?
Maybe then
I
he's going
mean,
to try and do a Richard Illman and try and kill himself, Sonia and the baby, or something. I don't know, would
yeah.
that be a bit dark trying to kill the baby? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's the thing is, and yes, we're veering slightly into spoilers territory here. Obviously, we know for the 40th, there's going to be a big Vic explosion, right? There, if you look at pictures, there's a car embedded inside of the
Yes.
Vic, and I've got a feeling that might be Reese's car.
Yes, it does look. I thought that as well. It
So
definitely looks like Reese's car.
he's
But how
either.
would that cause an explosion, or do you think it'll just be that
It'll be
he drives
unfortunate
into it?
circumstances. He will drive into the barrel store just as they've had a collection of fireworks arrive for the wrong day or
Or where that
something.
light's been flickering
Yeah,
wrong.
maybe. Do you know what I mean? Maybe. So how does that happen? I can see him. Well, actually, I don't know. I feel like he's probably going to be on the run at that moment. Maybe it's all going to kind of come out at that moment. He's desperately trying to escape. And then sort of drives into the Vic accidentally, because why wouldn't you? And maybe.
Well, see, something else I've noticed this week is that Jack isn't saying much to Reese, which makes me think that Jack has figured out that Reese is involved and he's doing the whole keep your friends close, your enemies closer type
Oh
of thing
yeah.
with him.
Well, the thing is, I don't think anybody believes that Bianca's confession is true.
No,
Don't think
definitely not.
anybody believes that. So
No.
they, I think, at best, I think a lot of them are saying, well, clearly Bianca's just being incredibly noble and is trying to get Sonia out of
Yeah,
prison.
trying to free, which is what Sonya thinks as well, isn't
Yeah,
it?
yeah.
Yeah. But then
Reese is
I'm
literally the
wondering.
only one banging the drum of, oh no, she definitely killed Debbie. She definitely killed Debbie. So.
So I'm now starting to wonder, will it be Jack who follows Reese or something? Because I definitely think he's very sus.
It's a
He's a
very policeman
detective,
thing to
so he
do,
should be
isn't it?
figuring exactly. And he's suspended, so he can take these kind of
He still can do
risks
what he
for
likes,
money.
really, can't he?
Do
Yeah,
ya?
he can
YOLO,
take it.
Jack, YOLO.
Yeah, he may as well become a private detective at this point, Jack, wouldn't he?
So I don't know if I said this to you before on air or set or privately
On air.
about the choice on it. The
Radio
choice
Albert
that
Square after dark.
on recording.
Yeah.
Denise has got to make this choice between Jack and Ravi.
Yes.
Will it be a life or death? Like, who does she
Ooh.
save rather than
Yeah, maybe. Yes, I think
who
you did
does
say.
she
I think you
choose? I
did
did
say
say
this on
that.
air.
On
Yes.
air. I did say it on air.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why, because maybe Reese is gonna, maybe, oh, maybe Reese is gonna have everyone hostage in the Vic or something, and it's
Like
gonna be,
Hunter.
maybe he'll have Bianca with a knife or something, and be like, don't come any closer, or I'm gonna,
See, the thing
something
is,
like that.
yeah, it's possible, but the thing is, yes, I know Reese is just I think Reese is more sort of nervous breakdown mode rather than sort of psychopathic like Hunter was
Yeah,
or
but
something. You know what I mean?
I think in the moment he's going to panic and not know what to do because he's just being
Mm.
impulsive. He's winging it, isn't he? He's just blagging
Yeah.
it as he's going along.
But he's no Richard Hillman, is he?
No, he's not. He's not. Let's be real. Not.
So, I
He's not as
don't know.
calculated, but in the moment he
No.
does things very impulsively, and if he's
Impulsively,
panicking.
yeah. And the thing is with him, this is how he's going to slip up. Like, this is the thing. I don't think any of us have ever believed that Reese is going to be able to keep these secrets very well hidden because he's not that sort of person. Like,
No.
he's done everything that he's done so impulsively. I don't think he's ever actually planned anything that he's ever done. Like, even taking Bianca to the locker, he was like, oh, sorry. So it's all been sort of very much on flying by the seat of his pants
Yeah.
throughout this entire thing. So.
The only thing I dare say that he planned was to send that video clip of Bianca confessing via VPN. I think that's the most
Yeah.
calculated thing he's done so far,
Yeah.
so to
Yeah.
speak. Yeah.
I mean, ugh, this story, it's kind of all a bit, it's all very, very soapy and very, very crazy. I kind of am looking forward to the climax of it, to be honest with you, because I want Bianca to be out of this lockup
Yeah.
because it's, Bianca is sort of wasted, just sort of rotting away in a lockup. She should be out and about and causing chaos, So, especially for the anniversary coming up. So I imagine that Bianca is going to play quite a big role in the anniversary.
Yeah.
And rightly so, but.
And I think Patsy Palmer's doing such a good job. Like, you genuinely believe that Bianca's been locked up there for
Oh, yeah,
ages,
she
you
looks
know?
feral at this point, doesn't she?
Yeah, bless her.
She
And
really
it just
does.
seems. Do you know what, though? A part of me's been thinking, like, I think Bianca is more clever than we've given her credit for over
You
all these
reckon?
years. Like, yeah, in some respects, I think, well, I certainly think that she's more emotionally intelligent than Reese, put it that
Mm.
way. I don't know. Some of the things
Oh,
that she's
yeah,
been trying to do, I
100%.
can see why she's done
Yeah.
it, and she could have outsmarted Reese a couple of
Yeah.
times if it had
Yeah,
gone to plan.
totally. But the thing is, again, with Bianca, I think that they've actually got that in common, that impulsiveness. So yes, you could argue that because she's just been locked up for so long, she's had nothing to do but just sort of think
Yeah,
about ways to get
think
out.
about it.
But even in the moments that we've seen her doing that, she's sort of just like, right, I'll hit him, or right, okay, I'll record a confession, and that'll let you get me out. It's not like she's planned that far ahead. It's not exactly a chess game going on between the two of them, is
No,
it?
definitely not. No, fair
So
enough.
we'll sort of see where this madness goes in the coming weeks. I mean, what's your prediction? I think I agree that Sonia is going to be the one to find Bianca. She's going to get really suspicious and follow Reese to this lockup and then discover what's gone on, I think.
Yeah, because Sonny's going to notice him dashing off. And remember, he used to do this when he were visiting Debbie. So Sonny's going to be
Yeah,
like,
recognize the
this behavior
signs.
seems, yeah, this, where are you sneaking off
Well,
to when you're
exactly,
doing all this
because this
before?
is the thing. He's got to keep feeding her. Like, he can't just let her starve to death. And I don't think that
Yeah.
Reese would do that, to be fair. That's the thing about him. I don't think he's just going to let Bianca slowly rot away. He's got to sort of keep her alive while he thinks about what his next move's going to be. I do think he's
Or
going
it
to try and
could
kill her at
be,
some point.
yeah. I agree. I definitely think so. I'm now wondering though, could Brenda be getting involved? Like, is
I
she?
hope so.
Because
God, I hope so.
Debbie left. Yeah, she's been great this
I
week.
love her.
But Debbie left her some of her belongings in the will, and she's clearly not took them all yet because they're in that lockup. All that was actually left to Reese was the doll's house.
Can you
So maybe
imagine?
she knows where it is, this lockup and stuff.
Can you imagine if it turns into both Brenda and Bianca in that lockup? I want a 24-hour live feed
It
cam if that
could.
happens.
It could. That could
Yeah,
be.
could be.
We've also seen some like shots for some reason of the outside of the lockup, and then I feel like there was like a close-up of the padlock, and I don't know if that were relevant for some reason.
You notice things I never do. You know that, don't you? Like, you just pay attention to little things that, or sometimes do turn out to be
What I'm here
relevant. And
for.
I just don't notice these sort of things. I always see those sorts of things as establishing shots and never pay
Yeah,
any
no,
attention to them from
it
there.
totally could have been, but then I was just like, why have we not had these establishing shots before? Why are you now suddenly
Maybe we
showing us
have,
that
and
this
maybe you've
lockup
just.
door's red? You
Oh,
know?
the door's red. So where
Do you
could it
dare,
be?
Rob, you say these things? A, somebody agreed with me about Anna's hair last week, so I'm taking that.
No, they
They
didn't,
did.
Ruth.
No, they said that, like, it's like Ravi, his hair's messed up, you know, when he's stressed,
Oh, I
so.
see. Yeah, Rafi's hair is like he's been attacked with a balloon when he's stressed, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
There we are then. So, gold star this
Anyway,
week, Ray.
I actually think I'm gonna give it to Bianca, you know. I
Fair
love her
enough.
while I can, while she's still here.
Yeah, I think I might go with mine to Phil, and I have a feeling I'm going to be
Yeah.
doing that a lot this year.
I was debating Nigel actually, but yeah, Bianca.
Bianca and Phil for the gold stars. Let us know who your gold stars are going to. And as usual, ladies and gents, we'll finish with some comments from you.
So, Rob, we've had a comment from Charlie who says they missed a trick not having Reece enter saying core stinks in here. And Bobby has replied to this comment saying the 40th, my friend.
I absolutely agree. And actually, I wonder if, because they did this for the 30th, that
Right.
when they burst into somebody, I can't remember whose house they were bursting into, but Stacey said the iconic first line of EastEnders, which was, "Core stinks in here, done it." And I think that actually the lockup is going to get burst into by somebody on the 40th anniversary or during the 40th anniversary week. And the first line of the episode is going to be, "Core stinks in here." That's what I think is going to happen. And
Yes,
Bianca's
I
going to be
think you
like,
may have a point.
"Well, how rude. Do you realise what I've been
Bianca's gonna
going
be like,
through?"
isn't that the first line that was ever said on this
Yeah, that
EastEnders
sounds
that I'm in?
familiar. Oh, so I've been watching all our classic episodes of EastEnders since I've been locked up in here, and that was actually the first line that was said in 1985. Thanks for
Hang
that.
on,
Yeah,
I'll
cheers.
find you that
Do you
videotape,
want me to
yeah.
sit down, pull up a seat, and watch it?
I've just got to rewind it though.
Yeah, videotapes. Remember these. Be kind. Rewind. Yeah. So I think that might be where it's heading, to be honest. I will be. I mean, it's a trick that they could pull if they choose not to. I'll understand. But I think that. I think. I think. I think. I think. We have had a comment from Becky L. Pickering, who has said, "I'm wondering if Reese is going to try and kill Bianca by poisoning her based off little bits in today's episode. Whilst unrelated stories, there was a line where George asked if Ian was going to smother Cindy with a pillow, something Reese has already done, or put poison in her food, something Reese could do. There was a weirdly high amount of focus on Bianca's sandwich this episode, showing her opening it and eating it. Reese is a coward. I'd say it's in his nature to kill Bianca to avoid any consequences, but also he'd definitely do it in a very non-violent way to avoid any harm to himself." Just a theory, but the first two points stood out to me a lot in the episode.
Interesting.
I have been thinking there's been a lot of focus on like the food. So I do think
Yeah.
actually that is
And
a
it was
way that
like, oh,
Reese.
they only had tuna and sweet corn left or
Yeah,
something.
I
Yeah.
think that there is a lot being made of the food, and I think that is a very non-confrontational way of Reese thinking, well, Bianca just needs to die now. So I think that is possibly the way that he'd do it, if I'm honest.
It could be, but then how's he going to get rid of the body? Because he never thinks these
Oh,
things
he's not
through,
going to
does
think that
he?
far ahead. He might just leave the body in there, and that's why it would stink.
Yeah. Yeah, could be. Nah.
I
What?
wonder, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What would he poison her with? Like, what? Like, how would he?
Oh my God. And that's how they're going to do it on the 40th, because the poison will start to take effect and Bianca will be slumped on a chair or a sofa in the same way that Reg Cox was when they first burst into the place. It's going to be a complete recreation of that.
Ah, there
Telling
you
you now,
go.
it's
There
going to
you
be a
go.
recreation of that. I'm telling you now, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, can see that.
And if they haven't
Totally.
done that, my question is, why not? That's what I say. But yeah, interesting. Yeah, I do think that Reese is going to try and kill Bianca. And I think Becky is absolutely right that he will try and do it in a non-violent, non-confrontational way. And poisoning with this food that keeps getting brought up is going to be the way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. I can totally see it happening. Maybe somebody will home make something for Sonia and Reese and he'll slip it into there, you know, trying to
Oh, I
do
brought you
the
a
nice
veggie
thing,
lasagna.
neighborly thing. Yes, there
They
we
always do
go,
that, don't they?
veggie lasagna.
They always take a veggie lasagna.
Yeah,
I,
it's
if
always
anyone, if
veggie
anybody brought me a vegetarian lasagna when I was going through some grieving process, I would chuck it back in their faces.
It's the safe option if you don't know whether somebody's vegetarian
How is
or
that a safe
eating
option?
meat. Well, because if you don't know if someone eats meat, then you make them a, you know, vegetarian's a safe option, isn't it? I feel like
I
Sonia might
once.
be a vegetarian for some
Well,
reason.
I once accidentally, like me and I was at a work Christmas do, and I ordered lasagna, and somebody else ordered a veggie lasagna, and I didn't hear them order a veggie lasagna. So when the person said lasagna, I was like, yeah, that's me. Started eating it, pulled the cheese back, and it was just a load of aubergines on the bottom. And I was like, what the
How
hell is this?
dare they, Rob?
What
How
is
dare
this
they?
muck you have just given me? And then realised it was a vegetarian lasagna.
Oh, I
So
shan't take you for a Greek moussaka anytime
you
soon,
will
Rob.
not, thank you very much. Right, there we are, ladies and gents. That's it for this week. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on
Who?
YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
She's absolutely right. You know, you can do that. Thank you very much. See you again this time next week. I don't know what's happening next week. Ooh, we're getting ever so close to the 40th, though, Ree. It's within touching distance. I can smell it. And frankly, core, don't it stink in here? Yes. Right, ladies and gents, we'll see you next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.